2 Corinthians 11, 1-3 says this, "Would to God you would bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." Dear Heavenly Father, I pray now that you would guide and direct as this recording is made. We'll give you all the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, a Christian should give priority to his relationship with Christ, since God says that this relationship, not salvation of souls, not good works, not missions, not anything else one does for his fellow man, is God's top priority. Now all those things follow, but the most important thing, as we will see, is loving God. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." The greatest commandment is to love the Lord with all one's heart, soul, mind, and strength. If believers in churches do not love Christ with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, God contemns all else that they do. Christ tells churches who have lost their first love, in spite of many good works, to repent and do the first works, "or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick, except thou repent." In order to apply Bible standards regarding the relationships between Christ and his children and his churches, between Christ and civil governments, and between a church and the state, one must first study the Bible and then facts concerning civil law. A systematic study of God's word and reality reveals that many churches have a relationship not only with our Lord, but also with civil government, the state. This grieves our Lord. This book contains many statements and principles from the Word of God and from civil law. The book cites all the sources the author uses so that the saved person who reads the book can check out the law, the facts, the Bible verses, the principles, and make a decision as to how God feels about church incorporation, Church 26 United States Code, Internal Revenue Service, 501c3 and 508 status, or church legal entity status in any way. Studying this book will help Christians and churches in America understand how to apply the principles concerning the love between Christ and his churches. Now, a listing of footnotes. In this preface, I relied upon Ephesians 5:25, John 14:15, Matthew 22:37, Mark 12:30, Luke 10:27, Song of Solomon 8:7, 1 Corinthians 13, Revelations 2:2-5. I also relied upon God betrayed, separation of church and state, the biblical principles, and the American application, which gives a thorough study of God's word, history, and law concerning the issue of separation of church and state. Those unfamiliar with the concepts in God betrayed, including the Bible doctrines, will find the book to be very challenging. It was not written for the casual reader, but studying that book is worth the effort. However, this book covers all the most important issues for those who already have a foundation in certain Bible principles and some understanding of legal concepts involved and the history of the First Amendment.